Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pisces Rising.
Hi, everybody. We're here with a fun topic that both Ash and I are looking forward to talking about.
Yeah, today we are talking about social media astrology, pop culture astrology, and how the generalizations on there can really impact the way that people think about astrology. We want to like debunk some of the stuff we see on there.
Yeah, and also it was like made to comedy, which sometimes it is, but also if you take these things personally, you know, and start thinking those things, like the point of astrology is for evolution. It's to like go into yourself, to use what you have, to use the universal energies that we're made up of, and let them guide you or work with them. So it's more like how to empower instead of being like, you are this. But with all the memes on like Instagram or Facebook, and they're equivalent to a daily horoscope in the newspaper. Like, yeah. Nobody's actually thinking about it in a way of, like, you know, is it true? Especially with negative things.
Exactly. I know that a lot of the memes and stuff, yeah, it's meant to be fun, it's meant to be light. But the problem is, and we've seen this probably since like the 70s when astrology got its comeback, and that's when we started to see horoscopes in newspapers. That's when like mainstream people started to get interested in astrology, which is cool and awesome. It's great that so many people nowadays are interested in astrology. They all have like the CoStar apps. They have all that stuff. And it's cool that people know more about astrology than just their sun sign now. But there's so much online that you almost have to weed through to get to what's real. And yeah, so we're just going to vent about that, some of the common myths we see and debunking them and getting to the point of, you know, what astrology is meant to be. And of course, it's different for everyone, but ultimately, like, pop culture astrology can be damaging to both the science of astrology, which I think it's a science. I know some people would say it's a pseudoscience. The system of astrology, maybe we can say. And it can also be damaging to you because it might make you write off certain people. Like, I see so much online about, like, oh, like, I would never date, like, a Gemini or something like that, you know. That could make you write off, like, meaningful relationships in your life just based on somebody's sun sign.
Yeah, yep. I am one of those people that said that, and I had this crazy, like, I just now feel sometimes when I'm with Marcos that he's a 0-degree Cancer, I'm like, he's a Gemini.
Yeah.
You know, like, if he was born 2 minutes earlier, he'd be a 29-degree Gemini. And right now, I'm seeing Gemini, and it took me, like, forever to kind of admit this or wrap my brain around it, because I was always going at it from, like, a Cancerian perspective, because I just couldn't be with a Gemini. And I was like, there was, like, no way. Like, he had the most ideal chart when I met him. And now I'm like, I married a Gemini.
Yeah, I do see a little Gemini in him for sure.
Yep.
That's funny. Yeah.
And the other interesting thing, too, about Geminis, and they do have a bad rap, you know, two-faced, backstabbing, all of this stuff, when it's actually duality that they're carrying. And in that duality, yeah, it's going to come off a little bit strange sometimes, or say one thing and do another. But it comes a little bit more from a place of duality and less, and Mercury, and less from a place of, like, when a Gemini does that, I don't think they have the awareness that they're, like, hypocritical. I literally think one day they liked something and the next day they change their mind and they don't.
Yeah. It's pretty authentic to them in the moment. They just are able to channel so much different energy and so many different feelings and emotions. They are perfectly represented by, like, the theater mask, like the laughing, crying mask. Like, I feel like that's so Gemini. Like, they're both sides.
Yeah.
They're laughing and they're crying at once.
Yeah. And the twins alone kind of gives them a bad rep, even though it's, like, a really cool... what are they called? Signal? No.
Sigil?
Symbol. So that's not what I'm thinking of. Glyph, not even the glyph, though. It's literally the image, because they're the lovers cards, you know, the twins, and they're represented as those two people. Like, I think they have one of the best physical symbolisms ever. I love the way that the twins look in the sky, and when they're like on shirts, and the propaganda that comes from that is actually pretty attractive.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think that, like, what I noticed online anyway, Gemini's started to get more of a bad rep on astrology meme pages after Trump was elected, because Trump is a Gemini, and I saw the tides turn for Geminis around that time. I really do think that that was a big reason why Geminis get a lot of the hatred they get now.
You're 100% right. That is
That's so when it changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that actually has got me going a little crazy, I am constantly looking up famous people's charts, and I have a good memory for anybody's sign. So one thing that I notice is these memes with famous people that are like, all right, you know, Kim Kardashian's a Libra. She's constantly in Scorpio memes. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but the famous people that have like the quotes and the memes of astrology, they're not the actual sign, the actual person is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They just kind of, like, decide what they look like in that picture and put them in that sign.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, too. Yeah. That's confusing, for sure.
Yeah, and I always, I'm like, nope, they're wrong, you know, because it's like you're getting the sign wrong and you're advertising that they're this sign for this humor. And, yeah, they are funny, but it's meant to be funny with actually no truth to it.
I never relate to Leo memes, ever. They make us seem like we're, like, the most conceited, superficial people to walk the earth. And it's like, none of the Leos I know are actually like that. And yeah, I get that it's supposed to be exaggeration and it's kind of like a caricature. But at the same time, it's like you're missing the point of what the sign, like, is, you know? And I don't know.
Yeah, and if anything, it's actually the opposite of that, because Leos, I think, are the sign that fight the hardest to feel secure, because they do have pride. They do want to kind of be seen, but from a place of integrity or from a place of, like, being good. And that's why they don't like other people knowing when bad things are going on. So that actually, that energy is, to me, that's not conceited at all. That's like you're, you know, kind of feeling a little bit bad, kind of feeling a little bit vulnerable, and don't want to show anyone until you've worked out what it is before you can then, like, go out into the world. So it's actually when people are like, oh, it's the healer that needs to be healed. You know, I actually think that Leos own that energy, that, like, okay, like, I need to feel good. I will go out there when I truly feel good. Other than that, I'm going to actually, like, lay low or lay back until my confidence is genuinely there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm more likely, like, when I'm not doing well, I'll try to do my best to brighten other people's days to, that's what's going to help me to feel better. So mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I see a lot of memes about, like, Leos being like, they look in every mirror, and yeah, maybe we do, but yeah. You know, like, there's way more to it. And I think that's just what's important to know. So yeah, it's okay to, like, laugh at astrology memes, reshare them. Like, they're funny. A lot of them are really funny, but at the same time, it's like, it can perpetuate stereotypes.
And another effect of this too is some of these apps or these things online that calculate all of the astrology for you kind of makes it look easy as a whole. And therefore, it cuts off the learning curve of the observation and of what doing. And there's now blanket statements. I love me a blunt astrologer. I think Chani Nicholas is a great astrologer. Super blunt with her new weather reports. Very accurate. Very precise in what she's talking about. You know, she really clearly knows the planets.
Yes.
And it's like, this point, there's just like some key words. And some of those key words, like, aren't even helpful. You know, like Mercury being the messenger. Like, it gets way deeper than Mercury just being the messenger. Like, yeah, that's a big part of it. But the messenger does a lot of thinking before that arrow is shot.
Yeah.
You know, there's, like, a lot more that goes into it.
Yeah.
I think the Pisces stereotypes are kind of true.
I know. It's funny because...
the lushes. You know?
I usually relate more to the Pisces memes than I do the Leo memes.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because of my rising. Because it's, like, literally, like, first impressions, like, shallow level, like, memes. So maybe you end up relating more to your rising sign than your sun sign because it's that level of, like, first impressions, you know? But I always laugh at Pisces memes and I'm always like, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I did, somebody had posted one, an astrologer online, like a meme astrologer, which I guess is an astrologer, posted these, like, astrology bingo cards for your sign. And I just did it for Leo, Sag, and Pisces, which are my sun, moon, and rising. And I had way more Pisces than Leo or sun because it's all general statements of, like, what the stereotypical Leo is like or the stereotypical Sag. And I didn't relate to either of those, but the Pisces was all filled in.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Scorpios being all about sex.
Yeah.
Kind of true, but kind of not. They have a lot of sex appeal. There's a lot of sensual and sexual energy. But I also feel like they're the sign that can refrain the most from sex because it is so actually intertwined with their emotions and their energy that they don't want to be hurt. And they could associate sex with pain instead of being a sex fiend. Like, I've seen that associating sex with pain more than I've seen sex fiend Scorpios.
Yeah.
And the sex fiend Scorpios that I have seen are usually female.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just comfort in it.
Yeah.
Where with the men Scorpios, there's almost like a guilt or a shame there, and they don't even like to have that reputation. No. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, actually. I feel like I know way more female Scorpios than male, but yeah, like the few male Scorpios I've known closer, they're definitely not that type of person. There's way more of like a deep commitment or this private. It's like more private. It's like maybe they have that going on in their private life and they're just not sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What do you think about the revenge thing with Scorpios too?
I mean, Scorpios will never forget. And yeah, like they might have vengeful fantasies like to be like kind of a cathartic release, but I don't necessarily see them all going out and taking revenge. Like that's ridiculous. Yeah.
I have received Scorpio revenge before. And then, but maybe two people. And that's the only, no, three people. Yeah, I have noticed the revenge thing a little bit or the hurt thing. But again, it comes from being sad. If a Scorpio gets revenge on you, it's just because they're sad, not because they hate you. And I think that that's the difference there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it comes from a feeling of sadness because they are feeling so much that they just want you to feel something. And
yeah, they want you to feel at least a semblance of what they're feeling. I'm trying to think about other myths that I don't like.
Libras being two-faced.
Yeah,
that's
like
another one. Libras have a tattletale.
Yep.
And people pleasing, always like a compliment. I think Libras are known for being shallow.
Yeah, that's a common one that you see, only caring about like clothes and makeup and stuff.
Yeah, yep. And I actually did think this was true for a while, but I have not seen it in such a long time. But being the cheapest sign of the zodiac, I've heard that many times.
About Libra?
Yeah.
Really?
When it comes to, they like nice things, but they want other people to buy them for it. So, like, a Libra might be most likely to have a sugar daddy.
Okay.
You know, like,
all
they're
right.
just, you know, they just, like, want you to buy them nice things.
I see. Okay.
Know? They'll buy themselves nice things, but, like, if you go out to dinner, they like it when the other person pays.
Okay.
You know, they're very
right.
much, but now I know a ton of generous Libras.
Yeah, I could see that being a stereotype. I haven't heard that exactly, but that's definitely like a skimming the surface type of assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like I feel like a lot of the Libras I know are collectors, and they're kind of like curators of taste, and they maybe are looking for good deals on stuff. Like, I do know that they, like, a bunch of Libras that are good at finding, like, they're not going to splurge on something just to have it. Like, they're going to find a good deal on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are thrifty, too. And I actually think they have really good luck at finding things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have an eye. They have an eye for design, and they have an eye for things. And that actually is not necessarily... That's something that I never see talked about and always notice. Like, Libras can make things beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like, homes, space, they have great spatial design. And
beautiful handwriting. My grandfather was a Libra. He had the most beautiful handwriting for a man I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nobody talks about those things, which is a little bit different than what we're talking about, but also, like, I've noticed that that has gone unnoticed.
Yeah, it's true. And it's not just, like, a shallow thing. It's all about creating a space where they feel comfortable to, like, work and live. Like, they're really good at cleaning energy, like, just by, like, feng shui, almost, of a space.
Aries being, like...
loudmouth bullies.
Yeah, and infants, and, like... not dumb. I really don't think they're dumb at all, but there's something like that. There is a thing of, like, they're just, like, I don't want to really use bad words on the podcast now, but, like, people, they just have a really bad rep for making the same mistake over and over again, and it's,
yeah.
They're, like, not trusted. People look at Aries, I think, like monkeys.
Yeah, like, just, like, big, dumb,
yeah,
like, apes, yeah.
Yep. When, actually, they're ruled by their brain. They're all mind. They're really intelligent. They're the fastest learners. That never is, like, Aries learn so fast.
I know. All my close Aries people in my life are super intelligent, and they can pick up stuff like nothing, and they remember things. They just, like... they often have a ton of different interests. They're not, like, going to be the type that just focus heavy on, like, one or two things. They're, like, they like to jump around from thing to thing and, like, fill their minds with all kinds of stuff. They're fast.
And they're good multitaskers and can manage. And it does appear like they're not listening, but they do always catch it because their brains are pretty open.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the myth right there, too, that Aries, like, being tunnel vision and stubborn, they're not really, you know. They have, like... I could see, like, a little bit of autism in Aries in the sense of, like, having that antenna and being able to be like, oh, you called my room from across the room. I'll go talk to you later. I'll take note. But right now I'm having this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, or they can really multitask conversations and, like, jump around, which, yes, kind of drives super focused people crazy.
Yeah, they can work a room really well. Like, they can jump from one thing to another.
Yeah.
I notice that all the time with my Aries friends.
And that would lead me to the Taurus thing that probably gets overplayed is them being really stubborn. There's definitely truth to that. I think that they are stubborn, but I also think that it just takes a really long time to see. A Taurus does not come off as stubborn. Like, when you meet a Taurus, you're not like, oh, they're not going to move. They're too kind of shy and reserved when they begin a friendship or relationship.
Yeah.
So it takes a really long time to know a Taurus. And when you know them, and you see that stubborn side, it's, like, been thought out and worked with for a long period of time. It's not like all of a sudden they're digging their heels in on this, like, one thing, you know?
So. Yeah. The thing that I think about them, too, is it's not that they can never change their mind. It's that they move at their own pace. They have to come to something themselves, and they can't be, like, persuaded into it. They can't be pushed into it. But they can change their minds. Like, the fact that people think that Tauruses are going to, like, pick an opinion and stay there forever is really wrong. Like, Tauruses can absolutely learn and transform and grow and change. It's just that they do it at their own pace.
And actually, the other thing is they're super strong, and they have a rep for being lazy.
Yeah. They do have such a rep for being lazy, but Tauruses can be really hard workers.
Yeah. Actually, they have a great work ethic.
They do.
Too. They pride themselves off work. And even physically, like... they have this strength that they could kind of pull up, kind of like a Sag. They can be lazy, sit and watch TV, but when it comes to it, they're going to be the sign that lifts the car out of, like, pure adrenaline.
Yeah.
You know, they just have really, they're just, like, really physically in themselves. Even if they're small or little, they, like, know how to use their bodies.
Yeah, exactly. They're very grounded and rooted, and they can call that forth when they need to.
Yeah.
Talked about Gemini. Cancer. Cancer's being a crybaby. Feel like I see that all the time.
I have to say I agree with that.
No, I mean, they are, love them, but
yes, but I know a lot of there's so many, I don't know them personally, but famous Cancers that come off as super sexy, super in themselves, and super strong, like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
protective energy.
I think I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure Missy Elliott is a Cancer.
Oh, that's a great example.
Lana Del Rey.
Yep.
Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Who?
She's got a little bit of a cutesy energy, but she also seems like she could, like, fight, you know, like she could be scrappy.
And she's got, like, a fierce voice, too. There's a couple country singers, too, that I realized were Cancers. There's more. I'll think of them as they go. But, like, really just kind of holding this power, like, I'm a woman, hear me roar. Like,
yeah.
And O.J. Simpson was a Cancer, actually, for the men. They do come off, like, kind of charming and, like, well-rounded. Like, and I think have... So I know somebody that used to call them baby Scorpios because I do think they have a sneaky side. And their sneaky side doesn't get seen as much because of the crying and the sensitivity.
You're so right. Like, I think that a lot of people underestimate Cancers because, yes, they lead with their emotions, but there's a lot going on under the surface. And they can totally, like, kick your ass if you're not looking out for it. And I say that with love because I think it's awesome.
Yeah, by cutting off the supply of the way they take care of you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. They can debilitate you. They can leave you with nothing.
And that's the other thing. They are, you know, they cry because they pull so much weight around the emotions and the... like, the taking care of you, like, if they, their love is so powerful that it's actually hard to match.
Yes.
And people don't talk about that at all. It's more like, oh, you just hurt their feelings. It's like, you know, it's because they love you so hard.
Yeah, exactly.
That their feelings are hurt and that you probably are disrespecting them.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Cancers are reading into things that aren't happening either.
No, they're just sensitive. They notice everything. Yeah. And so they're always aware of what's happening on an intuitive level. I think they're one of the most intuitive signs just because of that moon rulership. They can feel subtle changes in energy. I mean, all the water signs are to an extent, but...
But the Cancer, the difference is the Cancer is paying more attention to you than you're paying to you.
Yeah.
And Cancers are the sign that I think really gets into... they desperately want to understand you so they can kind of understand themselves.
Yeah.
So they do work at getting into your psyche more than you're probably working on it.
Yeah.
You did Leo. Virgos
being like clean freaks or neat freaks. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like,
and I know so many sloppy Virgos. Actually.
I know sloppy Virgos too. Like, I don't think it has anything to do with that. And I know plenty of like clean freaks of all signs.
Over communication, you know, there's so much about being ruled by communication or Mercury. Like, I actually think that when they get going, they over communicate about the details and it's harder for them to get to the truth.
Yeah.
You know. And it's hard to tell that they're the signs of service. Really, it's hard to tell. Like, once you get to know, like, I've seen plenty of Virgos who have, you know, filled with this kind of practical service of people. But they're known for, like, kind of being the Hail Marys or the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, service, like, oh, baby Jesus, and, you know.
They are often very sexy. I feel like that virgin, like, the fact that they are ruled by the virgin makes people think that they're these, like, chaste, like, celibate people. But it's like, I know some really, like, hot Virgos that do, like, OnlyFans and stuff, like, or whatever. You know, like, they're not necessarily
Oh, yeah.
shy.
Yep. Yeah, actually, I know a lot of Virgos that are like BDSM, mm-hmm. pole dancers, like a lot.
Yeah.
I say them, but they all listen to the podcast. So. Yeah, they are super, super sexy.
Sagittarius. I feel like I see a lot about how Sagittarius can't be in a committed relationship, that they're like the least,
yeah,
like able to do that of all the signs, which maybe might be true as like a generalization, but obviously there are many like committed Sagittarians in relationships that yeah. thrive in that situation.
And actually, I find them one of the most honest signs of the zodiac. They might do what they want, but they'll be like, yeah, I cheated on you.
Yeah, they'll be very direct and blunt about it.
Like, yeah, sorry. I couldn't help it. They're like honest, and they have a bad rep for like that, like what you're saying. Like, and I do find them very, promiscuous is the wrong word. I find them very like into sex and very curious.
Yeah.
You know? But I also find them so honest about that and honest about whatever they do. They just don't lie. They're very unfiltered.
Yeah.
You know, and they're doing something and they're just being honest with you. So how are you going to be mad at somebody for being honest?
Right. Like, they are not going to be liars. That's one beautiful thing about Sagittarians. You're going to have very few Sagittarian liars. They're also just really motivated by joy. So I think if they do have a hard time committing, it's probably because the relationship is stifling their joy.
Yeah, they're one of the most freest sign of the zodiacs too. Free of the mind,
like yep.
free thinkers, and free in their relationships and their explorations, and probably the most independent sign. So yeah, I can't even think of any memes that I've seen that have, other than the one you're saying, that have degraded Sagittarius. I actually think that they have a good reputation.
I feel like they are one of the more beloved signs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Sag is probably the most beloved fire sign. At least online in the internet
yeah.
community.
Yeah. Yep. Aquariuses are pretty well loved too.
Yeah.
We should go through real quick and see, and like when we're done after we do Aquarius, because we've kind of already done Pisces.
Although did we do Cap? Feel like it's,
no, but I've got some
okay.
for Cap too. And then we should just go and be like, is that sign liked in the social media world?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
not
yeah.
liked?
Okay, let's do it. All right, so what is going on with Capricorn for you?
But
they're boring. I see that a lot.
Yep, boring, non-sexual, or not very sexual, and aloof.
Yeah.
And detached.
Unfeeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of emotional Capricorns, and I know lots of really funny Capricorns that are super interesting.
I'm super into Capricorn females because they're so down to earth. They just, like, get things done, and they're relaxed.
Yeah.
They don't have that, like, suffocating earth vibe.
No. They're efficient. They move through tasks. They're pretty awesome. And I think, like, probably the boring reputation comes from Saturn, just because Saturn's so restrictive and kind of unfun in some ways that I think that just gets pushed onto Capricorn. But there's so much more going on than just the Saturn rulership, you know?
Yeah, there's so many layers, too. And Saturn also has layers and rings and all that stuff, too. So Saturn itself, it's thick, it's heavy. That makes it deep.
Yep.
And I'm just going to tell this story because it's so funny. We have a Capricorn neighbor that's always in the neighborhood. And, you know, I always feel like he just, like, sneaks up on me in this, like, monotone way. It's just like, oh, hey, you know, it's really cool. Your son says he loves you still or whatever. And he's always, like, monotone about it. And at this point, I know Capricorns so well that it's just, like, regular to me. And I see, like, there's depth in what this person says, but see, they say it in a monotone way. And I was telling Marcus about it, and he's like, yeah, I just don't get it. I just, like, don't like it. It makes me, like, feel uncomfortable. And, like, what I realize is, like, it's, like, makes you kind of feel uncomfortable, or people don't like it because they don't understand it because there's no emotion to it, so they can't read
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
But that is their natural emotion. Their natural emotion is, if they're going to go fucking deep, they have to be monotone about it because it's their earth. They're like, you know, like, I want to understand this, but I don't necessarily want it to take out my life because I got to go to work. So I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, I was a cutter when I was 15 and then I went to therapy and I just don't need to cut anymore.
You know, like they're still feeling things, but they're not going to be taken over by the emotion in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anything, they're like actually present with it, and they definitely compartmentalize. That's not a stereotype. They compartmentalize, but they care about making things right and being right. So there is emotional management there. It's just monotone in voice.
Exactly. All right. And then Aquarius. Aquarians get a stereotype of being like an alien, which I don't disagree with necessarily. Yeah, they're kind of alien.
Being non-caring.
Yeah, exactly. Being cold, most likely to ghost you, you know, without a word. Which I don't, I think that Aquarians care very deeply. It's just that their care is so wide in its net. They care for, like, humanity, but they have a hard time sometimes focusing that care in on one thing at a time. It's like, yeah, you're included in the umbrella of their care, but they can't, like, show just you that, you know?
That is really good. Yeah. I, ditto.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Like, because they make the biggest changes globally and effectively, you know.
You can't say that they don't care because they do. They care on such a profound level about the earth and everyone here.
Yeah.
Or at least most of them.
And they take time to really learn things on a larger scale. So they almost like have engineer minds because they'll see the big picture and they just kind of like are like, how do I get all these working parts to put them together to make this process happen? Actually, I know a lot of Aquarius engineers.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like they're like savants, you know, like they are really, really gifted in certain areas of like math and science.
And there's actually a humbleness about it too.
Yeah.
All right, any more about Pisces? Are we, I think I had something more about Pisces.
Yeah, because we had said how we
Being ditzy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel with myself being very Pisces, people think I do not listen to them. Like good friends. I'm for the most part, a pretty good listener, but sometimes with friends, they'll be like, my earth sign friends, like, oh, you're not paying attention. You're not focused on me. Where, like, actually, it's kind of like that Aries energy, but the Pisces thing, like, oh, I'm talking to this, you know, alien space and you, like, I just heard everything you're telling me. Like, I felt it on a visceral level. I get that you're sad. I'm like, also, you know, picking up on that, and I am going to help you. I just, you know, don't need to make direct eye contact the whole time. And then it's like, oh, you're spacey, you know, you're spacing out. What land, you know, where are you going to? And it's like, I feel that the presence looks like spaciness for a Pisces.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually literally being spacey.
Yeah, I think that they can be very present while maintaining that energy of being in two worlds at once, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go through and say whether everyone's liked? All right, Aries.
They're not liked.
No, I feel like they get a lot of hate online.
Mm-hmm.
They're misunderstood for sure.
They're one of my favorite signs, too.
Me, too.
The fucked up thing about Aries being misunderstood, too, is they are the bluntest.
They are the...
Like, if you're misunderstanding an Aries, it's because you're trying to read in between the lines when there's no lines to read in between.
Exactly. They are so direct. They are so blunt. They are so honest.
Tauruses are liked.
Yeah, Tauruses are mostly liked. I think that people find them attractive. They find them interesting.
And probably Tauruses are dominating online.
Yeah.
In a way where they're making all the memes that they're so great just because they're sick of being hurt. Like, I could totally see, like, Taurus is cranking out some of these
positive things. Taurus memes.
Yeah, to make themselves feel better.
That's funny. Geminis get the most hate, I think, of anyone.
Yeah.
Or at least it's up there. I think that...
But people love Gemini season.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, people.
Everybody gets so excited during Gemini season, but you'll hate on the Gemini for sure.
Like, you might be entertained by a Gemini, but I feel like online it seems like nobody wants to date them or like have anything serious with them. But it's like, come on.
Yeah.
I feel like Cancers are misunderstood too.
Yep. And they're most likely the signs that people, like, think the least about, I think.
Yeah, they get ignored a lot online. Yeah. I don't actually, like, I can't think of many Cancer memes that I see. I mean, I know that there are some, but it's like...
No, they get the least attention.
Yeah, because they don't demand it.
Yeah.
I feel like Leos generally get the get pretty positive stuff.
Yep. Jupiter, they're well-liked. And the Lionsgate period in the summertime is always, like, good.
People like Leo season. Yeah. Yeah, I think we mostly just get, like, bad press about being shallow. That's all.
Yep.
Virgos get a lot of hate.
Yeah. Or a lot of, like, disconnection, too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that they're actively hated. I'm just, I feel like people just want them to shut up.
Yeah, exactly. They get annoyed by them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're maybe the most annoying sign in social, like, the sign that gets the most reputation for being annoying.
Yeah. Libra. I mean, I feel like they're pretty well-liked, but yeah. They also do get a lot of reputation for being two-faced or...
Yeah.
Unreliable.
Backer. Yep.
I kind of feel like it goes back and forth. I've seen both.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And again, it's probably the same thing with Libras, that Venus energy. Like, we just need to balance it out. So let's put out a bunch of good Libra memes.
It's the scales, you know? Like, you got to swing it back.
Yep.
Scorpios.
They're not liked, but I feel like they're actually getting better. Since, like, what you just said about the Geminis.
Yeah.
Scorpio people are like, and people are proud to be Scorpios.
Oh, yeah. I can see this, too. I feel like a few years ago, I saw more negative Scorpio memes. But I feel like, yeah, the tides are turning.
It's cool to be emotional now.
Exactly. And it's cool to, like, get into the, like, spooky season, you know, Scorpio being in Halloween. Mm-hmm. I feel like people like that. There's, like, a mystery there.
Everybody loves Sag.
Sag gets a lot of positive. I rarely see negative Sag mm-hmm. stuff online. Capricorn does get a lot of, like, they're boring. They've got dad energy.
Yeah.
It's not, like, bad. It's just kind of like, I'm bored. That's the feeling I get.
It's like you're going to underrate the Capricorn.
Yeah, you're not seeing the full picture. Because I feel like so many comedians are Capricorns. They're funny.
Yeah.
It's that dry wit.
Totally. Yeah. There's a ton of comedian Capricorns.
Yeah. Aquarians, I feel like people like them for the most part.
Yeah. And Aquarians love other Aquarians.
Yeah. So they're going to push each other to the top of the spotlight for sure. Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever seen two Aquarians connect? It's like reuniting of soul sisters or something. I'm like, what are you guys doing? It's not that much of a big deal.
All Aquarians are so proud to be Aquariuses, too.
Yeah.
They love it. They, like, I don't know.
They are the most probably diverse and radical signs.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool. I have no Aquarius in my chart. I have nothing in Aquarius, but, like, I think it's cool.
I don't think I have any Aquarius in my chart either. I've got Libra and Gemini. Yeah, no Aquarius.
All right, and then Pisces. I feel like people misunderstand Pisces a lot.
Yeah. They might be getting a better reputation.
Pisces men get dragged on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. it's so weird. I think I was saying this. I hope I didn't say it in the podcast, but I think Pisces men need to have, like, really big bodies and at least look masculine to balance with the femininity, because then it maybe could be kind of sexy.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, yeah, it's just like Pisces men just, like, have a gay vibe no matter what, whether they're gay, whether they're straight. There's just this, like, vibe that's...
I'm trying to be unbiased, but the problem is that I have a Pisces ex who is very whiny and very much like a little baby in a man's body. So I'm trying to see beyond that, but it's hard.
I know. I wonder, like, oh, man. That's one thing I may have missed out on as a Pisces lover. I must have done at least one. I think I did every sign of the zodiac except for Capricorns.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, was that intentional or did it just happen that way?
Oh, I was going for all of them until, but then I met Marcos. And I know that I must have slept with a Pisces. And I just can't think of who right now.
It's forgettable.
And if it was, totally. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope this was fun for you all. Let us know what some of your, what annoys you when you see it online and memes about your sign. And okay. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast. Email us, piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.